And we've already talked about these particular aspects. So now, once they're a community member, how do I use my internet marketing to either get them more engaged or to sell certain products and things like that via email? Well, first of all, personalization. Hi, this is Jermaine. Hi, Jermaine. Welcome to your first lesson with me. I'm so thrilled that you've decided to learn to play piano by ear, and I'm going to show you everything you need to know to get started smoothly and quickly. Hey, I just noticed that you're from California. That's whatever they put in that form or the IP lookup put for them. That's awesome because I have many students from California in my online community. In fact, you may find a few from city. See how I connected that with this little transitional phrase here? In fact, you may find some from Long Beach too. Now, they have to go and search there for that, but feel free to connect with them. Now, in other email messages, now this message, I have another intent below. I want them to do a certain action, so I won't interrupt it up here. But in certain emails, when I want this to be the action, the call to action or whatnot, what I can do here is I can actually put a link to my community. And if you're advanced enough, you can actually already put their city in the link so that it searches. It's almost like a search string or whatever, and it searches other people with that same city. You already know their city. You can merge it in with your autoresponder, AWeber, One Shopping Cart, GetResponse. Place that in this link and then automatically sends them to a page. Whether it's 200 other listings that show up with people from that same state or city or a couple of them, they'll be impressed that you're connecting people, you're connecting those folks together. Now, they contact those folks, then those folks are sent an email alert, so it engages those folks. So do you see the domino effect here? It starts from one automated email, gets them logged in to check out other people, then those people are engaged and they're receiving an automated email, and you know, all this synergy here all together. So that's how I get, you know, all these thousands of people logged in every day. Now, a lot of them, here you go here, I'm continuing right here. A lot of them you'll find on my success stories page at, and then that's where I also get them with social proof. I won't type that out, but social P, by getting them to that page with the stories. And where do you think the stories comes from? It comes from all those people, when I sent that private message and continue to do so, that submit their stories, and I take their photos off of the zone, and you know, the 700 plus, you know, ones that we got in less than a month, up to 1,000 now. I mean, I try to, I don't have them all up, but you saw my back end system, but there's a good 100 up at this page, and so I push them there. And then I say, but back to your first lesson. If purpose was that field that they filled out, and let me go to it. Purpose was that field, if you remember. And we'll go there now.
Hello, my friend.
There's my automatic audio. But purpose is this field. This is their why. I want to play in the piano. I want to play in a band. I mean, I want to play for a church. I want to play on my own. I'm studying. I want to get ahead. I want to play for fun. Okay, so with that known, I'll insert it here. If you want to play for a band, and remember, I start them so they all make sense after this word if. If you're amazed, you know, or I could put it, you know, truly here, but it, you know, if you're amazed by a pianist and want to become one yourself, then you're really going to enjoy what I'm going to show you below in your first lesson. Notice how this makes sense no matter what they put here. I use these all the time. These are like my deep secrets, because when you use these mechanisms, they make people think that it's coming straight from you. They told you this information, you're giving it back to them, and you write in such a way and a style that just makes it seem like this is you. It's you. You know information about them. Computer can't do this. My grandma, this is May, because a computer can't know all this information. But they hardly know, right? And then one last thing about this is I use personalized links. Most of the time, I'm putting their name in the link. And you can do that without the page being named this because of this question mark here. Now, you got to see if this works on your server. But go type in your domain name and then put some page name that really exists. And then put a question mark and then just start typing anything. Okay? For example, if I go to hearandplay.com, And this is when I first recognized this, and I put a question mark, and I just type anything. Now, notice this doesn't exist. You know that. I don't have a page name, random characters like this. But when you put that question mark, it, I don't know, I'm not a techie, but from my point of view, it ignores whatever's behind it. So whatever's behind it doesn't even matter. So when I found that out, I'm like, it doesn't matter what this is. It could be first name. They're still going to get to lesson one. So I put Jermaine there. I put Paul there. I put Melissa there. So when I say stuff like, here's a link just for you, their link shows up. And this is very, very important. I've even started messing around with putting it here because I noticed something, and I noticed this on my website, that if I do, instead of www.hearandplay.com, what if I put Jermaine is a great guy .hearandplay.com? Still goes to hearandplay.com. Jermaine is a bad guy .hearandplay.com. Still goes to hearandplay.com. So if that works, now if something exists like sale .hearandplay.com, obviously it's going to take them there. But if it doesn't exist, like most people's name doesn't exist as a subdomain on my site, then I can use that there too. So it can be like, go to jermaine.hearandplay.com/whatever the lesson is and get rid of it back here. And it depends on whatever gets you the most click-through rate. Because I found out, you know, this is what I live by. If they open your email and they don't click, whatever your call to action, whatever's in your email sucks. Okay, if they're not opening your email, then your deliverability sucks. Okay, if they're opening your email, they're clicking, and then they're not taking action on your page, well, your copy sucks. Okay, so measure that. And if you're having problems with people clicking, then try little tactics like this in the links and see how it helps you. Here's some other ways after they've become a community member, what I do on the other end in their email boxes to move them more further in my sales cycle, my sales funnel, if you will. So, hi, first name. Welcome to your third quarter of the day. This is something I do. I do a daily boot camp. And if they're on a particular newsletter, they'll get an email every day for about 13 days. Now, talk about exposures, and every email reveals to them something new. But I'm also going to sell them. I don't sell them maybe the first couple of days or so, but I'll then start selling them soon as I feel I've built relationship more and more with them. You know, it's been a pleasure chatting with you since. That'll put, you know, whatever the day was 2 days ago. So today's Saturday, it'll put, you know, I guess Thursday there automatically. Before I forget, you mentioned that you're interested in learning how to play, remember? Jazz by ear. Jermaine, because it'll put it there. You're a lot like me because I love to play. And I'll put whatever they put. These will be equal, never different. Or technology has let you down. But I love to play jazz by ear. This could say, you know, I love to play bluegrass. It's going to say, well, Mike, you're a lot like me because I love to play bluegrass. This could say, I love to play 1700 Renaissance, I don't know, whatever music they were playing back then, classic, you know, I love to play the same thing you love to play as well, and I've been playing it for years now, though I'm not as young as I used to be. They only knew, huh? And they do. And then I go on, I'm trying to sell them now. I say, didn't you also say that you wanted to learn the piano because, and there's that why piano, because you want to play in a band? Didn't you say you want to play piano because you're learning it in school and you just want to get ahead? Didn't you say you want to learn piano because you've been amazed by pianists and you want to become one yourself? See, it works. I have it set so it works whatever way, you know, we put it here, because something. Well, Mike, well, Samantha, if what you told me is true, then I strongly recommend that you check out my 300-page workbook. It's filled with 20 chapters of useful, easy-to-understand principles that will show you step-by-step how to play the piano in just a few weeks. Let me ask you, and now here's where I start getting them, a little on the reciprocity end. You talk about those influence principles, right? Have you learned some new things from any of the free, and then I put music style here. Now, the lessons may not deal particularly with bluegrass, but they deal with general piano playing. So it doesn't hurt for me to say, you know, have you learned any new things from the bluegrass lessons or the jazz lessons or the blues lessons at Hear and Play. It's so, imagine what a complete A through Z guide on playing the piano would do for you. Not to mention the three software programs. So I start selling them, and then I say, first name, if you're interested in reading about my 300-page course, please visit, and then Hear and Play to hear about our one-day special. Please know that the one-day offer will expire tomorrow. Now, I'll put the plus day one, because that'll put, if today's Saturday, that'll put Sunday there. So that'll give it that urgency, and then it'll expire at noon. If you like to order but have problems, just simply call us and yada, yada, yada. So that's one way I start getting a little stronger. It's a harder sale, but it's based on personalization. It's not just a generic thing. I'm getting them warm. I'm asking them why they want it. I'm using that same information. And you'll find in Caldini's book that I kind of went over as some do's to remember when you're launching and creating a community, commitment and consistency is one of the big ones. So if you told me something, I'm going to make you commit to it. I'm going to make you be consistent with it. You said that, right? Or am I wrong? And every once in a while, when they skip that certain section, they'll email me and say, no, I'm really into blues. I don't know why I put gospel. And every once in a while, we change that so they can start getting the right messages. But that's rare. And then this last example, I do a ton of these, but I'm just showing you some behind the scenes. Here's one. On Friday, you visited Hear and Play and signed up for the Chords and Progressions newsletter. I just want to welcome you to the group and invite any questions you may have concerning chords and chord progressions. I see that you're from Long Beach, California. Hopefully, with all the help you'll be receiving from Hear and Play, you'll be able to show off some of your new chords and progressions to your family, friends, and neighbors very, very soon, John. Oh, and I almost forgot, John, starting this upcoming, and then I put day plus six because they'll skip a week maybe. Starting this upcoming Friday, so I'll take it a week before where they are. Like if it's a Friday today for them, it'll say this upcoming Thursday because it's day plus six, not day plus seven, a day before the next week. I'll be sending you seven consecutive chord and progressions of the day to get you started off the right way. Let me briefly explain. So, and I've tested different days. I've tested it being very close. I've tested it being further away, and six is what's working for me right now. And so now that you have an idea of, you know, from my home page, now majority of members, they sign up at the zone itself, okay? They sign up by just going, now the zone looks totally different from my home page. But I wanted a way for people that were coming from my home page also to be integrated in the community. I didn't want this division, okay? Certain people go on to get their lessons at my static site with no integrate, with no community, with no kind of interaction or collaboration. I don't want this division, so I wanted to have those people too come into this. Now, majority who are going to sign up for the zone are signing up here because of friend referrals, because of invite a friend, because of the viral aspects of, you know, just certain things and profiles of zone members. So if they're looking at somebody's profile, obviously they're going to click this sign up or go to the home page, and they're going to sign up here. Now, even when they sign up here, I have it integrated with my one shopping cart autoresponder. So they're still going on the same form that they would go on, and I'm going to type fast, if they were at this page. So it's almost like this page and that page from an autoresponder perspective are the same. They're all on the same page. Now, they sign up directly here. Obviously, they're not going to have the opportunity to go to that second page that we've all been talking about that's going to put them on those personalized autoresponders, that's going to get that voice blast to them, that, you know, is going to get that real personalized kind of message. But they are on the general list, which is going to push them via autoresponder, as I told you. So it's still going to say, hey, I want to send you some, you know, personal things via email, but I don't know more information about you. And so it still gets them to do that either way, you know. So that's one thing that you should know. And so now let's talk about autoresponder integration. So using specific information you know about them to push them to various areas of your community. That's and this is how I do it. You saw one example when I said, hey, there's a lot of other people from Atlanta or a lot of other people from Boise, Idaho, you know, click here or whatever to go see them. what you can do is you can have specific information you know about them in the autoresponder. Go to certain search listing pages in your community. It could be by geographic area. It could be by skill level. It could be by particular interest. If you know they want to play jazz and we ask that same question on our profile, well, obviously we can search profiles for the word jazz. So whatever that link is to search for jazz, and this is a little technical, you just put that link in your autoresponder. And at the end of it, where you would put a keyword jazz or Jermaine or whatever the search term is in that link, basically the link is like a search term, I mean, like a search query or whatever. So if it's like hearandplay.com/search equals Jermaine, if I type that in, you know, zone and that was correct, it would bring up every page that had Jermaine on it. So that's the same effect in the simplistic of a way as I can describe it. Put that into your autoresponder. Now they have access to things in the community based on information you know about them in the autoresponder. That's one way. And you can do this by geographic area because you can search by geographic area. You can do this by skills, like if they're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced. And you can do this by certain interests or, in my case, genre of music they're interested in. You can also send them to a certain groups page. You know, hey, join these groups. These groups have been created around, you know, gospel music or jazz music or for beginners. And really all you're doing is using the search function in the group to pre-populate it based on whatever the link says. So the link is like hearandplay.com/groups=, and then, you know, that could be blues, gospel, beginner, Christian, video, anything, you know. In the autoresponder, it would merge this information automatically based on whatever information you knew about them. So if I was going to use their skill and I was going to insert either beginner, if that's what they chose when they signed up, intermediate or advanced, it would search the groups that apply to them. A little deeper, but just get into more hardcore integration and some things you should really think about. And then social proof. Send visitors to a page with an ongoing list of member photos to show how many other people are sharing their struggles. So you can be like, you're not alone. I mean, actually, here's some other members that are studying the same course you're studying, or, you know, that could be a follow-up after they bought your course, and you can connect them with other people that have bought your course. Now, your course better be good, or this can have backlash effect on you. Or it doesn't even have to be a course. It can just be other people that signed up on the same day as them that are going through the same kinds of lessons that they're going through. Or, you know, you can be as creative as you want to. Now, the key thing is use social proof to your advantage. You got all these people. You got 70,000 people out there doing similar things. How can you connect them together in such a way that by one seeing the other 69,000, they're caused to move, but then while the 69,000 seeing the one, they're caused to move. Everybody's caused to move by each other, right? Because of social proof. And that's what happens. You think when you're in a restaurant, you don't know what to do with your tray at the end. You think the person on the side of you knows what's to do, but what's really going on is they're looking at you and they think you know what to do. You know, when the kids are cheating on their history test, you know, one guy that doesn't know the answer automatically assumes the guy next to him knows the answer, when the guy next to him probably doesn't even know the answer and is probably trying to look to copy. You got two people copying each other of whom neither knows what to do, but one helps the other in a sense. And the other helps one in a sense. And that's kind of how you can use this social proof to your advantage. Other areas of my site, obviously, along the integration line, they log in and, of course, they get lessons. This goes to Hear and Play. Newsletters goes to my archive. Email lessons goes to another archive. So I'm always integrating various links in the community. More along the line of integration is that I have an entire menu reserved just for my courses. My Play by Ear course, my Gospel Keys, all my Gospel Keys, my software, my Christmas course, my virtual chord finder, my blog, my iTunes, my affiliate program, and my resellers program. Sometimes I'll say the same thing two different ways. These go to the same link, but some people might not know what affiliate program is, and it might hit them home more to say resellers program. It just means the same thing. I can say customer referral program. I can say acquisition. You know, I make it sound all fancy, but at the same, you know, the end of the day, this is a strategy I use a lot. I say the same thing two different times. And some people don't agree with that. Some people just want it to be simplistic, less links as possible. It's just my style. And I find through ad trackers that I get a lot of sales through this. Six figures in sales by people thinking that this is just a regular menu. I mean, these are all regular. They have to do with the community. This is all about sales. So go figure. And if you remember earlier in this week two presentation, I talked about certain words, like if a user types course or gospel or germane, it automatically hyperlinks. Well, basically it's hyperlinking them to various pages. If they type gospel keys, they're going to this page. If they type play by ear, they're going to this page. So, that's one thing. Add resource section, because you definitely want to sell your products and services and put it in a prominent place, like a menu or some kind of place dedicated just for it. Because you'll notice not only do I put it there, but if I log in really quickly, you'll notice that every opportunity I get, I place product, and it's going to take me to that same page, but I'm really logged in. And if I scroll here, you're going to notice that these are DVD courses. And other areas of the site, these are continuing education courses. So they don't look like advertisements. They look like they're a part of the site. But at the end of the day, they're driving that much more people to my sales pages. And then I use my personalization techniques on my sales pages to convert them that much more. Next, use user data from community on other areas of your site. Placing photo of user and sales page or opt-in thank you page. I showed you how I did that with that new user using cookie-based technology. Your testimonial could go here. I showed you that. If your photo is displayed on this page, you qualify to win. Or, you know, like if your photo is on this page below, and what you do is you have like 50 photos of different members that you've already designated to be there, and then like right in the middle somewhere you have their photo, using that same idea that I showed you guys earlier. And personalizing sales pages with person's name and other pieces of information from their profile, you know, because the profile is like that secondary page when, you know, before I even had a community. Those are similar questions. I mean, let's see some of the questions that I ask them on their profile, because I believe a lot of these questions can be implemented on sales pages. Okay, we know their birthday. The only problem is you better have a good default value, because what if they don't fill this in? None of this stuff is required. This is optional to edit their profile, so you can't be relying on it as though it's required, right? So you need to have a good default. So, and with my scripts that Dan built, it can say welcome their name. And if a name doesn't exist, it can say something totally different. It doesn't always have to be welcome name. It could be like, you made it to this site, if, you know, if it doesn't find a name. So it's like an if or else kind of command. And it works very well. I know their education level. What can I use there? I know what state they're from. I know what city. I can use this stuff on sales pages, right? Now, this is open-ended, so I won't use that. But if you wanted to use some kind of open-ended, letting them know, hey, on your profile, you mentioned this, you know, or whatever. But, you know, things like this, it would be nice to find. Occupation, they mainly play piano. What time, how many times they practice. So, really, a lot of these questions are similar to the other questions. And I can use these on particular sales pages. If, you know, you got the programming, and of course your sales page won't be a normal HTML page anymore. It'll be more of a dynamic page, but think of the conversion issues there, and it's something worth noting for a programmer to do for you. The key word is, don't try to figure this out on your own. Let somebody do it for you. Solicit testimonials from current members for other areas of site. That's what I did. I take them through, you know, for example, I don't know how many of you guys use an audio generator, but you should be using it. I take them to a site called Your Story. And in my community, I can send a private message to all 70,000, but they think it's coming from me. So that's the idea here. And they're all logged in. They're all replying to me. But I don't give them any intentions that or make them think that I'm sending all, you know, 70,000 to everybody, right? So they go to a page like this. They put in their testimonial. On the next page, they dial this phone number. Now, this PIN number connects to them. And then once they leave that voice message, they upload their file. And then once they click next, it thanks them. And then it goes into that long queue that took me 5 minutes to scroll down. So the ones you see with photo and audio went through every single, you know, step. The ones that only did text, maybe they, you know, got abandoned. They abandoned the process along the phone number or the the photo. But at the end of the day, over, you know, 700 to 1,000, I honestly haven't counted, but somewhere between there of people, because I simply asked for it. I solicited testimonies from members in my community of whom I've had relationship with. Not a relationship. I have eight. Yeah, I do. I have a relationship with and rapport with. Another thing you can do to integrate your community with your regular hardcore internet marketing is showcase active members in your newsletter. So if you do a regular newsletter, just start pulling members out. You know, it could be you like their profiles. It could be a beginner member base, beginner basement, or advanced alley, or, you know, make up certain words and just bring them out and things they like to do. And people will get excited about, you know, even having the opportunity to be featured in your newsletter. This is also a way to get those strangers that are already on your list or reading your newsletters. It turns strangers into passerbys, BPs. And if you don't know what these terms, you got to go back to week number one. So showcase active members in your newsletter. Promote products, events, and affiliate offers on post-action pages. Post-action pages are the best pages of your community. These are the pages that say your message has been sent, or you've added this buddy, or you've posted this buddy mail, or thank you for posting the form. Because what does it tell you about the member? Tells you they are active. It tells you they are doing things. They aren't your passerbys. They aren't your lurkers. They're your participants. They're your regulars, and they're your site evangelists. So you want to promote on those pages. You don't want those. You don't want that dead real estate. There was a time when it was just this. Your message has been sent. I was leaving stuff on the table. These are active members. I need to be in their faces, right? So I'll put products, offers that are going on. I'll also advertise my contest. So you might, you know, you might have thought, well, where do you advertise your contest? Well, short version of that answer is everywhere. Because let's just say, you know, I send a message to somebody. I'm pretty active if I'm sending messages, number one. And I'm just going to send it to myself right now. Hi, Jermaine. And I'm going to say hi. And I'm going to send it. And then now notice on the post action page, your message has been sent. Now I can click here to do things, and I can click there to return and all that stuff. And I have these links. These never change. These are the most frequented places. So I put those there. And then, you know, I'll say introduce our Hear and Play Drum course, or, you know, whatever's hot around that time. I'll go there because they're most apt to be interested in it. And then below that, help grow our community. They get the same address book contest, and they can click on different services. Now, one thing I'll say, this should be Ajax, because notice that it is refreshing the whole page, and I'll probably make it Ajax based where it only refreshes this, because there's no reason to refresh this. No reason to refresh this. So this is a perfect candidate for Ajax as an example for you. And so using those post action pages is very, very important, because it capitalizes on a user that's already active. You've pre-qualified them. They're pre-qualified by the actions that they've taken. So use those pages. And remember, you know, I'm mentioning this stuff so it's ingrained in your head, so you remember when the time does come, you're like, no, I got to use that thank you page. Or else it might take you 6 months to figure that out, and all the sales and all the, you know, the click, the call to actions you've left out on the table that could have been converted into, you know, money for you. Another thing you can do is create an exclusive private group only for people who buy a particular product. Let me show you. Let me actually create one for you. See how easy it is for you to do once you have the groups module, right? Or something that works similarly. So I create a group. I'm going to say this is for Gospel Keys 101 customers only. Now, this isn't, because I can add this to a sales page. I can say bonus number 3, you're going to get exclusive member-only access to my group. This is where I personally help you, me and my team. And these are all people that have bought Gospel Keys 101. You can chat with them. And this is a closed group. Can't anyone get into this group? The tire kickers, the freebie people, they can. These are all people like you who have bought this course. They're going to get access. You can ask questions. You can join in on the forum. You can post video samples. I mean, because basically every group has the capabilities to do this. Now, the difference is, you know, I'm going to put this under, you know, music. and instruments, but open membership. I can choose to make this yes or no. Now, if I put no, I'm gonna have to approve each one. Now, I don't know if they bought Gospel Keys 101, and the only way to know is to go search the shopping cart. It's not that serious for me to take up that time. So I'm gonna put yes, because there's another way for me to make sure that only the ones that need to be there get there, because I can make this group hidden. See, choose public if you want your group open to public viewing. More members will join by selecting this option. But if you choose hidden, your group will be closed to public viewing. Your members may be invited, and that's the only way they can see your group. So the only way these people will know this Gospel Keys 101 group exists is in the thank you email after they buy my product, or on the thank you page or something like that. But other than that, they can't find it in the categories listing. You know, members can invite? No, because this isn't that kind of group that I'm trying to grow. Members can post in the forum, public or private. Well, this needs to be private, because just in case somebody stumbles upon it, they need to be a member of that particular group. Members can post in messages? Sure, they can post little bulletin things. And then city, I put Gospel Key City. You know, you can play off of that. Oh, that's the country. And then city, I'll put hymns, heaven, I don't know. And then I'll just make up something, you know. And then I'll put for Gospel Keys customers only. And then description, you know, put whatever. And then right here, I'll put GK 101 customers. And then I'll create. So the only way they can know to go to this is if they type in that URL, because it will not be in my categories. Notice I've created it. Here's an action page, because these people are really committed. And then I can go to my new group now. Now, keep in mind, it's in the music and instruments category. It doesn't have a photo yet, because I have to upload a photo. It doesn't have any members other than myself. Here's my form. I can create a new topic. I can say, you know, thanks for purchasing Gospel Keys 101. See how I can integrate this? See how it helps me? I can upsell them products here. I can do all kinds of stuff. Thanks for purchasing. Post your beginner questions here. And I can post new topic. Now, I'm the leader of this group, obviously. My picture's there. I can invite, but I don't need to for this. And I'm going to post this in my autoresponder, because this is the only way they can get to this group. Notice if we go to groups home and we go to music and instruments, you know, because I'm a member, that's the only reason I see it, because I'm a member. Now, if I wasn't a member, like if I log out and then I log back in as, what was that other one, Sticky Piano Player? You're going to notice that he won't be able to see it, because it's a hidden group. And it's perfect for post-product sale management or some kind of bonus, you know, offering some kind of exclusivity without having to create a big old member section or form. Just use your existing community and break them up and have like 7 different groups for all 7 different products of yours. And then plus it gets people integrated in your community, gets them talking to one another. So many benefits, so many. Now notice it's not here, because I'm a regular member now, and you know, basically it's not here. And that's the way that works. So use it to, you know, create an exclusive private group. Position regular teleseminars as weekly community event nights. And it's something that we do. Okay. Introduce new content in them. Have users share success stories. Invite guest speakers. Sell products on the call. Now, I use Rick Raddatz's instant teleseminar, but what we'll do, we'll post it in the community as though it's an event night. Like, you know, I can send a message to every member's private message, you know, get online, and I can take, Rick Raddatz has an advanced section where if you don't want to use his page, you can just take the audio button and place it anywhere you want. So I can place it sort of like on the home page of the community or something and say, hey, this is public night, and like advertise so everybody's there, or, you know, place it somewhere on the community in a public place And then while they're roaming around the community, they can be listening to this teleseminar, and I can sell them, or you know, whatever the purpose of the teleseminar will hold true. But now I have people from my community roaming around, and if they want to, they can chat about it at the end and stuff. But it's in the community versus being this separate static page that everybody forgets about once it's over. So you can kind of see the effect of that as well. And if you're doing them regularly, you can turn it into this kind of community event night, like we do our Tuesday night chats. Now imagine a virtual seminar week, as you've seen people like Alex Mandoshian do, inside of the community model. Now imagine all those people being able to roam around. It's a sense like they're at a seminar every single day, but now they're roaming around, they're chatting with others, they're going to people's profiles, they're raising their hands almost like, I'm here, you know, press this button to let people know you're here, and then their username appears on the left side of the teleseminar. Just imagine, and the only thing holding it back is whoever the programmer or technical person that went to school dedicated much of their time to learn how to do this stuff for us. That's the only person standing in your way with all these ideas. Use form. Now we're talking about the form to build content for email broadcasts and autoresponders. This is something I'm seeing a lot, especially from certain big marketing sites, where they'll actually take questions and answers and discussions from their form and they'll broadcast it to their entire list. It's almost the effect that, like, okay, user A or John had a question about how to play major scales, and not only did Samantha get answers from me, but 15 other members joined in on the conversation and just talk about it there, and you know, and encourage people head over to this particular post to see it. And it's almost like that post acts as a sales page, because it's like every objection is there, because you know, it's there through the user. You pick the posts that have every element you need there, and then other people complimenting, and there's obviously a happy ending, right? And you publicize. And what you can do if you're afraid of new stuff coming in, lock the post. There's form top, all most form management systems allow you to lock a post, which means if it's had its day, lock it. Nobody else can add to it. And now you can use that in a permanent autoresponder as social proof to send people to a page where maybe somebody had a problem that, you know, most other people have. And then you saw, you know, a certain member helping them to overcome that problem or overcome the doubt of buying your course or something like that. And now this is coming from other members. Then you get another member coming in. And then at the end of the day, you got 17 message board exchanges. And at the end of the day, the person's like, thank you for you guys encouraging me to do this or buy this, and I'm loving it. And then it's like you send that email or put in your autoresponder, and that social proof kicks in, and you don't have to worry about any backlashing because the topic is locked if you want it to be. This is something increasingly that I'm seeing, and it's a way to integrate the community with the internet marketing and with all the sales and stuff like that. Use community to attract customer affiliates. I've done this a lot, and I have, you know, well, don't get me wrong, my committed members were committed way before I started approaching them about becoming affiliates. But what I'm finding is now is that there's starting to become this business element to my site. And I don't know if it's a great thing or a good thing, but you're finding members are now affiliates, and they're attracting other affiliates because they see the power in our sub-affiliate, our two-tier program. So now it is about, you know, welcome, but you'll see their little links below, and they're trying to attract other customers. And I don't mind, and I know some marketers probably would mind affiliates as customers that are in the same space as me and things like that. But I figure that their social proof is kicking in, and if they're advertising these courses as regular members, then that shows other members that this thing must be good, because the owner never has to advertise because he has all these customers that are doing it for him. I mean, and they rarely know that these customers are affiliates themselves. So, you know, that's something you have to decide that you want to do, but it works well for us. And I got one customer affiliate that's getting a check for $700, just started 3 months ago. Just because of, and they're doing MySpace marketing and stuff like that too. But there's power in some of your, if you can get some customers that are really diehard site evangelists and get them paid for doing it, then their stocking just goes way up. Because they were doing all this for free. You give them some money and man, you'll see. And that concludes this particular aspect of it, the integration. Stay tuned for more content in week 2.